Some news here from the Department for Culture, Media and Sport. Museums at Night 2011. You have to get set for a cracking carnival of culture in May from a darkened trail in the footsteps of a notorious 18th century pirate to first aid drills and duties on wounded Second World War civilians. Museums at Night returns in May from the 13th to the 15th for another weekend of surprising, imaginative and inspiring events in museums and galleries across the UK. Led by Culture 24, Museums at Night is a national campaign to showcase the unique and vibrant museums, galleries, heritage sites, libraries and archives in the UK in a different light. For 2011, more than 150 events have been announced so far, including stonemasonry at Swanage Museum, a glimpse back into railway history at the Topsham Museum in Devon, kaleidoscopic African art at the October Gallery in London, and ghostly goings-on as museums unlock their doors for the annual After Hours celebrations. There will be after-hours musical treats at the Whitworth Art Gallery in Manchester and the Rumble of Engines in Birmingham, where a free art bus will link four exceptional galleries in the second city. Whilst in Newcastle, the late shows are back for another vibrant fiesta through Tyneside's amazing roster of venues, and Stockport takes a spoken word and poetry theme for 2011. You can plan the Museums at Night weekend for yourself by viewing the venues and events listed so far, and stay up to date through the Culture 24 Twitter feed. Or is that Twitter feed? I think it's Twitter feed, I think. using the hashtag MattN2011. Okay, you can also follow Museums at Night on Facebook and through the Behind the Scenes Museums at Night blog. Let me have a look here. Go to culture24.org.uk. That's a good one to go for. Or museumsatnight.wordpress.com. And the Twitter one, or the Twitter one, whatever, is twitter.com/culture24. This article can be read in full at the Department for Culture, Media and Sport website, culture.gov.uk. It's Museums at Night 2011, the article published on the 1st of April 2011. If you have any comments, thoughts, views or suggestions on anything mentioned in this podcast, please leave a message on our Twitter page, twitter.com/English Radio.